Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a tough one last night after Kerrigan Dowie put up a number of big saves. Tough to see your team not get some scoring. What do you guys need to do today to get that scoring?
Well, certainly we need more shots, Kelly. I think it starts there. Just got to have a shot mentality. Got to get as many pucks to the net as we possibly can and then go to the net. You know, we talked last night. We need some of those greasy ones. So tough to do that if you're on the perimeter all the time. So it's a combination of, one, getting shots to the net and then getting that net front presence and having traffic in and around the net. So anytime you can cause chaos, then you can maybe get a break, find a loose puck and get one past her. So, but it starts with getting more pucks to the net.
Well, Minnesota State had a lot of offensive zone possession time last night as well. They had 29 shots on net. Obviously, getting out of the defensive zone is going to be key to getting that puck up the ice. What does your defense need to do to keep Mankato out of the zone?
Well, it's common, not just the defense. You know, it's forwards have to help out. It's got to work real hard to stay above the puck and limiting their rush opportunities. Their team likes to attack off the rush, and they certainly generated some chances off the rush yesterday. So, again, it's a combination of having better gaps and forwards helping out, coming back hard. And then once in the zone, you want to try to get stops. You want to try to get the puck stopped as quick as you can and then get going north.
Your team is still struggling on the power play this season. What needs to happen there?
Well, I think, the first power play was, like Emma said, we're just going to ball it up in a ball and throw it outside. We don't need to look at it. And second one was a little better. We were able to get some pucks from the point towards the net. Again, we had Claire net front. I know the one time it was pretty evident that their goalie didn't even see it. She just went down hoping the puck was going to hit her, and it just went wide. So again, good puck movement. Having a little confidence with the puck and getting pucks to the net. Like we talked earlier, certainly going to help.
When you took a look at film, what were some of the things your team needed to do better?
We kind of mentioned it. I think we need to do a little better job with our F3. She needs to be a little more patient. She kept pushing down, and then bang, one pass, and her passed her. Now here comes Mankato with a 3-on-2, and we're working hard. We're on a back check. So if our F3 can do a better job, just being patient, staying up high, maybe that'll take away the wide rink pass and eliminate some of those rush opportunities. And again, in the offensive zone, we want to possess. We talked about first touch. We got to maybe weak side rim, low to high. They have some big defensemen. If you try to stick handle, they're just going to seal you. So you got to move the puck quick in the offensive zone.
This will be the sixth game that you've played against Mankato this season. How hard is it to play a team that many times over again, and they kind of figure out your tendencies? Have you figured out their tendencies?
Well, I think we both know, we both know what the other team is going to try to do and how they like to play. So, all five of them have been barn burners. I know I think the second game at our place ended up 4-0. But if you remember, it was 2-0 until like the last 2 minutes of the third period. So they've all been really tightly contested. It's there's no easy ice when you play Mankato, and I'm sure they say the same thing about us. So it's going to be another battle.
This year is a little bit unique, obviously, with COVID and everything that's been happening, but it just shows how much parity is in this league this year when the teams that we normally are used to beating are, we're battling in some really close games. Talk about the parity of the league this year.
Yeah, if you even look back last year, it was the same thing with this team. We came out on top, I think, 3 out of 4, but one was overtime, one was 2-1. I mean, they've been tight. It's been tight for a number of years. Same with St. Cloud. I mean, there's good coaches in the league. There's good players, and you're seeing that. So, obviously it seems like the top doesn't change, but you like to think you're getting closer. But when you have USA national team players decide to go from Princeton to Wisconsin at the middle of the year, it's kind of frustrating, but that's just the way it goes.
Coach, I know in our post game last night, you talked about mixing up the lines. I took a look at your lines. What are you hoping to see out of some of those combinations on your offensive side?
Well, first of all, Huntsie's out of the lineup, unfortunately, so we just had to obviously juggle things around. So you just hope they click. I mean, this group all I don't think anybody has to play with any player in order to be successful. They're all good players. They trust each other. They just got to go out and play. They got to go out and play, and hopefully things click for them.
Coach, what's it going to take to get a win and kind of get back into that winning side of things again?
Well, I think some of the same things we talked about last night, Kelly. We got to have a good start. We got to manage the puck really well. I think that was one area I think we didn't do a very good job, particularly early in the game. And then obviously have that shot mentality, get pucks to the net and see if we can't kick a couple in.
Coach, good luck. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.